What's up? Robin E here on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. As always, I appreciate y'all for tuning in with me on all of my episodes. What's crazy to me is that I'm almost at 100 episodes, so I really need to do something extravagant. I didn't realize that I was getting to this point, but damn it, we here, and I'm super, super thankful, super, super excited. I have a lot of things planned for the rest of 2020. Hopefully, God willing, COVID willing, I can make some magic happen. But I do want to just acknowledge everybody that's been rocking with Pillow Talk. I've grown tremendously over these past couple months. And every time somebody recognizes me, shares my stuff, shouts me out, recommends me, or just inboxes me telling me how inspirational I have become to them, it really motivates me to continue doing my shit. So thank you. I had to get emotional because y'all be doing a lot. So on this episode, I wanted to get a little personal with y'all because these DMs, boy, y'all real bold in the DMs. And I always get asked these questions about my dating life. I haven't talked about my dating life in depth in a while. Don't judge me. So I decided to get into it because I have been dating during quarantine. And risque as it may sound, it has been probably some of the most liberating dating experiences that I have had. You want to know what happened? Keep listening. New episode dropping right now. So we are here in August of 2020. Really, it feels like day 1.4 million in the whole quarantine situation. But me living here in the Midwest, Lori Lightfoot is really the only mayor that I pay attention to be honest with you, because she's the only one that's really prominent about making constant press, you know, conferences here in the Midwest area. But she opened up the bars and, you know, opened up dining and all of these things. So Chicago for a while was becoming again a fragment of what it was. Now, when I go to the city, I like to wine and dine. You know what I'm saying? I like to kick it. I like to parlay, you know, really have a good time. And with that comes mingling, meeting people. So let's just be honest. Okay, we can lie and say we're not doing it, but it is a thing. Dating in quarantine is a thing. I have never seen so many fucking posts about vacations and quarantine and chill and being in the house with bae. All these people are just meeting up, kicking it, falling in love. Like, what the fuck is going on? You got me feeling like, damn, is it me? It can't be me. Rona got everybody feeling the type of way, and I don't know how to feel about it. It hasn't been easy, though. I'm not going to sit up here and lie and pretend like it was something I initially wanted to do. But I'm a woman, and I have needs. You understand what I'm saying? And I have to satisfy those needs. Now, I was doing the necessary precautions. It wasn't like I was just out here parlaying with any motherfucker that I was meeting. I am still correlating within my region of living because Corona does exist. But with Corona, we have adjusted to our new normal. You know what I'm saying? From us going to the grocery store, which turns into a whole fashion show or circus, especially Walmart. I go Walmart, I see a bitch in high heels, a skirt, cute ass top, face done up, and then right behind her is some shorty in a bonnet and some ducky pajamas and some slippers. So you never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get at the store. But now we've started to adjust to that new normal. We're going out to eat, really risking our health for a steak. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I went to Texas Roadhouse right before they announced all of them cases hit, and I felt a type of way about it. I felt the type of way about it. I did quarantine, quote unquote, myself. I was not sick or anything like that, but damn, what, you know what I'm saying? You can't even go get no steak. You can't even go get you a little drinky drink, you know, without fear that there was someone there with COVID. So, you know, it's fucked up. But we're still using that opportunity, using that risk to mingle with different people, whether it be on purpose or on accident. Like I was saying before, people are always in my business when it comes to who I deal with personally. And I don't know why y'all care so much, to be honest. But it's been interesting. I've gotten to a point now in my womanly life where baby and family and husband are common conversations that I'm having with my mother, with my friend, you know what I'm saying, with my grandmother. It's becoming common. And I hate this pressure, you know what I'm saying, as a woman going into her 30s, because I'll be 28 next year. You're pressured by society subconsciously, in a sense, to conform, to be thinking about a husband, be thinking about a baby, thinking about where you want to live so that you can start your family. And a part of me feels pressure to conform, but there's a big part of me that says, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of things that I want to accomplish within myself, as a person, as a businesswoman. And baby and marriage isn't something that I see for myself in the next couple years. Unless, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Right with the schlong. Let me stop. No, unless Mr. Right, you know, comes along and really makes an impression on me, really instills, you know, those relationship values in me. But I'm very selective as far as who I take serious. Let's just say that. I've been called a heartbreaker and all types of, you know what I'm saying, unnecessary shit. Niggas feel like I'm cold and I'm evil, you know what I'm saying, and I just do what I do. But my thing is, I'm big on acts of service. Now, if you listen to my love languages episode, then, you know what I'm saying, you already know how I get down with that. I kind of broke down my philosophy on the different love languages and how they pertain to me. But saying you like me versus showing me you like me are two different things. Okay? 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 So for all you niggas that's in my inbox constantly asking me what you doing, constantly saying where you at, constantly asking, you know, can you take me out? Rule number one. I'm an intellectual. Okay? When you're dealing with an intellectual woman, you cannot continuously ask her what you doing, where you at, what do you want to do? Okay? And when I'ma see you. Ooh! If I could shoot every nigga that say when I'ma see you, baby, I would be a sniper, because you never gonna see me, first off, if that's all you got to say. Niggas don't know how to have conversation. And I think that that is really a big problem that we are lacking. Y'all are so used to saying 100 characters or 10 characters, you know, to prove a point in a tweet, that now when you're able to actually elaborate on an idea with the woman in person, you ain't got shit to say. You ain't got nothing to say. So I wanted to get into my experiences, because yes, I have been dating during quarantine, and I've been able to kind of test the waters, and I've been giving some niggas the benefit of the doubt. And honestly, the headache is real. First up, and no shade to any nigga that listens to this and may feel that it is about them. These are about selected men that I have dealt with in recent months. So let me just throw that out there. And it is no shade to you as a man. You are an amazing guy. You, whomever I am referring to. But this was my experience with you. You feel me? And this is where shit went left. So, first up, we got the baby father. Okay? Baby father. Nickname LA. Now, I nickname all my niggas. Any nigga that I've dealt with, any nigga that I'm dealing with, like, whatever, he get a nickname. That's just something me and my sisters do. So yeah, his name is LA. Y'all make sure y'all keep up now, keep up with the stories, because I'm be, you know, reverting back and forth with the nicknames. So LA was kind of like a blind date scenario for me that initially seemed like a good idea, and then it turned out to be a very, very big waste of my time. So initially, I saw dude on somebody's Snapchat, a mutual friend that I know. I reached out, like, damn, dude cute, what's up? Whole time, dude followed me on Twitter. He had already been following me. That was that. So he ended up, his mutual friend ended up hooking us up so that we can kick it. We started hanging out. Everything was cool. Everything was fine. We hung out a couple times and it was cool. You know what I'm saying? We got along. He smoked dope. We cracked jokes. It was okay. The sex was mediocre. Now, I'm not going to say it was bad. I'm just going to say it was mediocre. It wasn't really all that. And I'm big on sex and intimacy. It is what it is. I'm grown. Damn it. I'm going to speak on the shit. So let's just speak on it. And it really wasn't. It wasn't all that. We hung out again. I was coerced to hang out with him because there was food implicated in the hanging out session. Okay, let's be real. Yeah, let me go get that food. We riding out. You feel me? He got to make a couple hits out in the city. We leaving from what he's doing to go get the food. He gets in a conversation with his BM on the phone. He decides to put the phone on speaker. Strike one, strike one, strike one. Because I don't need to hear your conversation with your baby mama, you know what I'm saying, while I'm just getting to know you. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this ain't really that. And it turned into a mediocre argument, into a whole escalation to where he was, like, calling the police on her and calling the family members and shit like that. And I didn't get the food. You know what I'm saying? We left and I went straight, you know, he just dropped my ass straight back home. That was that. I felt some type of way because why you doing all this right now, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, you really escalating the situation right now. And I don't really need to know all of this because, again, we're just really, you know, kicking it, getting to know each other. But it was kind of like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde moment. Like, oh, shit, you turned up quick. You turned up real fucking quick on shorty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know the whole standards of the situation. And now I feel, like, implied to know, like, what happened. So I didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? On the way back, I was just quite, like, hungry because at that point I had wanted food and we didn't get the food. After that situation, we hung out again and the vibe just wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of off. And I think that he wasn't really trying to be anything, you know what I'm saying? For him, it was more so just kind of some shit to do, get his mind off of the BM situation. But he obviously was still dealing with the BM situation, so that was a waste of time. Click, that was the end of that. But he's still cool though, no hard feelings, you know what I'm saying? Still fine, but just wasn't for me. Fast forward to maybe like 2 months later, and I meet another person. Now, in this situation, I shot the shot wholeheartedly. You feel me? I'm talking about he posting on the Facebook and I'm constantly inboxing him. Like, oh my God, can you cook me some food? Or, you know, that outfit is so cute. Like, I'm throwing the pussy. You feel me? I'm really on that. Buddy fine. He got his own business. He don't even stay in Lake County, okay? He just low-key black, you know, working out. He just got it all right. He just real together. So I wanted a piece of that. You know what I'm saying? I wanted a piece of that. Baby was fine. Whole time, I didn't know everything about him initially. I was just caught up in the fineness. That was my fault. We hanging out. We kicking it. We getting along great. Everything's great. I love everything about this nigga. Real shit. Okay? From his head to his big ass feet. I get to investigating a little bit more. Because, you know, once you start fucking with somebody, you get to going through their shit. Now, you know, when you investigating somebody, you can't go through the pictures they upload. You got to go through the tag pictures. You got to go through the pictures, you know what I'm saying, that they just have of themselves to see who they really are. Whole time, this nigga had a girlfriend. You understand what I'm saying? This is his business partner. That's who he runs his business with. Now, I had already been to the nigga house. You feel me? We had already been intertwined. He came to my event. Like, it was like that. So, I was just kind of confused for a second. Like, oh, okay. So, you a cheating nigga. Say less. I bring it up. And he goes into this whole polygamy situation. Basically telling me that he can do what he wants to do with whomever. He has a situation with his bitch, and that's that. Now, polygamy don't really sit well with me, because I think when you say polygamy, y'all all have to be involved. You feel me? Which means me and Shorty would have had to be in cahoots, which was not going to happen. I don't share dick. I've learned my lesson. So I felt like he was running game. He was just living a double life, trying to pretend like he didn't have a situation when he did, even though we were doing all these things together. Shorty ended up adding me on Facebook. So at that point, I knew then that it was escalating, and I didn't want anything further to do with that situation. So I cut that alone. I guess with that whole situation, like, you know, he had his little alibi working and shit like that, and he was just kind of able to live a double life. I don't know. Crazy shit. So I had to cut that off because what the fuck, even though baby was fine, but don't nobody want to be dealing with that mess. And I don't give a fuck. Like I said, I'm not really with that polygamy shit. If you're going to do your dirt, just own up to it. There's a lot of girls that will take you cheating, but I'm cool. I'm cool on that. So I'm dry. Okay. Now we're talking about May. We get into long distance bae relationships, okay? Firefighter bae. Oh, I didn't even tell y'all. I didn't even give y'all his nickname. Fine nigga. I guess that's his nickname. Fine bae. Model bae. That's what I was calling him, model bae, because he was fine. He was that model bae. Model bae. So now we get into firefighter bae, who I would like to say is the long distance relationship that I am currently questioning if I would like to embark on the situation. This was an unexpected connection that has really always been around, and I think that with quarantine, it allowed for me and him to get to know each other not doing anything, you know what I'm saying, and really connect on a mental level to see if the chemistry was actually there when we were all free. Once upon a time in the land of 2019 and before Corona, it's easier for you to kind of fluff up the excitement, to kind of make somebody fuck with you, because you can kind of, you know, fluster them with all of these things. You can show them all these things you can do for them, take them all these places, and give them all of these, you know, objects to make them feel special. But with quarantine, options are limited. You know what I'm saying? Limited. All right? Limited. So you really have to be creative if you're going to impress somebody or embark on dating someone in this situation to kind of show how important they are, for real. Not saying, you know what I'm saying, we can't go and slide to like Five Guys or something like that, or Culver's. I'll eat Culver's every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Chop it up in a parking lot. But firefighter bae really went out of his element to show me how important I was and how important he should be to me, or he could be to me. So we had a whole extravaganza. I mean, he took me to Botanical Garden, took me out to eat, took me out to the city a couple times, went to the gun range. And he's a vegan, so he gardens. He has his own garden, and he cooked me food. He made me a vegan lasagna, which was fire as hell. He's always cooking some food, which I love. And he gave me a type of companionship that I have been yearning for, as far as that mental connection. Like I said, I'm an intellectual. And once you're able to stimulate my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, everything else will fall into place. And he's a Pisces, which was awesome as fuck. So we're the same sign. Chocolate. Muscular. Okay. Mandingo. Y'all know what that mean. Just all around an amazing guy. And like I said, again, in this situation with Corona, the seclusion really made it almost impossible for us not to get to know each other, made it impossible for us not to get to see how we function, how our families function. The second day we were hanging out, I ended up going with him to his family's house, which I was terrified about because I had on some booty shorts and the crop top, because we were supposed to be going somewhere else and I didn't know we was going there. And just the whole vibe of being there with his family, being there with him, and it not feeling pressured as far as this is my girlfriend. It just being a moment of getting to know him, getting to know his people was very refreshing for me. Aside from that, he's very into me and what I do. We're talking about trademark, you know what I'm saying? He, you know, helped pay for my trademark, which was a big thing for me. And it made me feel like he cares truly and wholeheartedly about my success. And when you're dealing with somebody, especially now that you're older, and when you are an entrepreneur, when you're a business person doing your thing, you have to have somebody that's overly supportive. You know what I'm saying? You have to have somebody that believes in you when you don't believe in yourself. Because if they don't support you, they're just a waste of air, a waste of space. Why are you here? You know, what are you here for? Which is why I think dating for me has always been a struggle, because I'm quick to cut a nigga off. You know what I'm saying? I'm quick to cut a nigga off, leave him in the dust, go about my life. I don't allow myself to get too attached anymore, because I'm always expecting a certain result if certain characteristics don't show in the beginning in terms of love language. Now, I'm not one of those type of women that says, I need you to pay a bill, nigga, for this pussy. You know what I'm saying? $40 for this pussy, like Birkin bag. You know what I'm saying? That's not me. But if you're going to invest in me, oh yeah, baby, you know what I'm saying? You can get some of my time. If you're going to teach me a skill that I don't know, if you're going to instill knowledge in me, I'm going to listen. I'm intrigued. You know what I'm saying? I'm intrigued. And I love a man that's smarter than me, because I think that I'm very smart, or as smart as me. And I feel like with him, he was very smart, very captivating. So, yeah, that is my dating experience. He's no longer here right now, firefighter babe, because he's a wildlife firefighter. So he travels. He's out doing his thing right now in another state. And I say long distance because now I've gotten into the realm of, you know, traveling to see somebody, communicating to see them, only having intimacy with them, and secluding yourself from anything else that can rift or put a rift in the situation. And I used to hate the idea of a long distance relationship, because I always think of Navy, and I always think about how niggas in the service be fucking bitches and how they wives be getting fucked. And I was like, I can't do it. I don't want to be thinking about that. But when you find somebody that gives you a certain type of energy, you want to invest wholeheartedly. And he has already proven that he's invested in me. So now I'm coming into a term of wanting to invest in him. If I move next year, y'all, hey. So that has been my Corona dating experience. Like I said, it's a risky situation, and I'm not necessarily condoning it, but I'm just acknowledging it because it is something everybody is doing, all right? Everybody is doing that. Let's not flex. Y'all seen all these Rona babies and people having baby showers and shit like that going on, so let's not pretend, you know what I'm saying, that people ain't hooking up in Corona. As long as you are being safe and you're being cautious about your health, because now that is more important now, you know, than ever. It is what it is. The dating apps have skyrocketed during Corona, and people have been video chatting and linking up online more than ever. So this is a thing. You know what I'm saying? This is actually a real, real thing. People are traveling to meet motherfuckers. People are going on first date vacations and shit. Yeah. God, if you listening, I really just want to go to LA. I don't want to pay for it. So however you want to handle that, you know what I'm saying? Do what you need to do. But people are really doing this shit. And clearly now has become one of the best times to meet someone, surprisingly. Real shit. A fake reality at times. You don't get to really experience someone fully, so you do kind of have to be cautious, I think, when you're dating in quarantine, as to what it is you guys are doing, what it is that person does when they're not with you, type shit, and just to kind of see what their hobbies are. I had a conversation with my mom the other day just about how quarantine was a moment for everybody to get on the same plane and for everybody to kind of figure out what it is that they want to do and to kind of invest into situations and to kind of prove their worth, you know, in various forms. So if you're talking to somebody and you're seeing that they're not really doing anything, knowing that there's not too much to do in the masses versus you doing things on your own, then that kind of should give you a red light as to what they would do if they had the opportunities or resources easily available to them. You know what I'm saying? Like Model Bay, you know, he has a business and he was able to still thrive his business during the quarantine. You know what I'm saying? He's still making money, still able to do what he needs to do to thrive. Firefighter Bay, same thing. And aside from that, you know, he is a gardener and he's trying to implement, you know, a company where he can provide fresh produce to people who are unable to get it. And that's, you know, something on the side that he's working on to create for himself and doing the legwork and the back work to get that done. So for me, those were green lights, you know what I'm saying, to indulge in somebody who's consistently doing something with their time if they're not working, you know, or doing something that they necessarily have to do to survive. This is something that they're passionate about. This is something that they're doing, disciplining, you know, within themselves. Like me, even though I'm not working right now a real job, I'm doing Pillow Talk and I'm also doing my nonprofit organization as well on the side. So I'm trying to consistently do something with my time right now. I don't want to just be stagnant, still stuck. You know what I'm saying? And when you are serious about somebody, you do make the best out of the situation. Y'all niggas act like y'all too good for picnics. Bitches love picnics, okay? Bitches love picnics. Damn. Y'all act like it's so hard to put a little effort, okay? Y'all act like it's so hard to put a little effort. All these chefs that's cooking right now, damn it, nigga, you can't cook. Order your ass a motherfucking chef to cook for you and Shorty at the house, man. I guarantee that she would like that shit. Take her ass to the beach. Take her ass to a damn meadow. God damn it, the mall is open. Take her ass to the mall. Get her ass a damn pretzel. Like, dating isn't hard. Y'all make that shit hard. Y'all make that shit hard. That is my testimony to dating in Rona, which only happens in America. Thank y'all so much for tuning in with me. Stay safe. Peace out.